We're talking about the history of humanity and how we have been influenced. And it's like, we deserve to know that. And we deserve the technologies that are being suppressed because it's really just keeping us in that prison.
It's a psychological war. It's a war against good and evil. And if they don't keep you trapped in the left and right paradigm that they created, then they can't psychologically work you like they want to. Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the It Can't Be a Joke podcast. This is a place where we have open dialogue about a variety of different topics, such as non-human intelligence, corruption exposure, spirituality, and ancient history and mythology.
Our mission is to expose the truths and knowledge that have been kept from humanity for all too long. With support and global consciousness, our aim is to bring down the military, pharmaceutical, banking, and oil industrial complexes, who are responsible for endless wars and keeping half the world in poverty.
I'm Melissa Green.
And I'm Kevin Kelly. Let's blast off.
Let's.
Hello, and thanks for tuning into episode 9 of the It Can't Be a Joke podcast. Today, we are going to be picking up from where we left off last week, and we're going to be talking about the heinous crimes that are committed across the entire world, and that is human trafficking and the whistleblowers that have come out and spoken out against it. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to have the background information of people who have come out and blown the whistle on what's going on. And you're going to see a common connection with a lot of these whistleblowers is that they all have, you know, that similar connection where they've all mysteriously died or committed suicide. And we just want to say, if you are enjoying this podcast on whatever platform you are streaming on, please give us a rating, a like, a repost, a share, whatever they call it nowadays. It means the world to us. We do see when that happens. So we really appreciate all the support that we've had from everybody, and especially the following that we've been getting on X. We really do appreciate everyone on there and supporting us. We also have added a tip jar to our link tree. So if you want to throw us a little tip action, you don't need to, but it'd mean a lot. Please spread the word. We will not stop raising awareness until the evil in this world has been exposed and justice has been served. Also, feel free to shoot us a message on X. We really love engaging with everyone on the platform, whatever platform really, X or Instagram. But if you have any questions or anything, shoot us over a message. We're all in this together. So
a little recap on what's been going on with us this past week. Well, we've been doing more research into human trafficking, aka modern day slavery. So if you haven't listened to episode 8, be sure to go back and listen to that episode. It's super important and informative, and it's one of our biggest goals is to end modern slavery and just poverty and injustice. So as you can imagine, researching all of this stuff is very stressful. So Kevin and I have just been doing work on the house still. All of this research, it just kind of, it does work its way into your psyche, and it starts to get you because there's so much, and it seems like, you know, they just make these tiny little movements forward. And it just was, we were having conversations about how the system just isn't set up to help people ever. Like, you got Rose, you got her small lump removed, and it, you know, insurance is supposed to pay $1,000, and they don't want to. They're trying to claim it was a pre-existing condition with her, which is such BS.
It's infuriating.
And I was in 2 motor vehicle accidents last year, neither my fault. And so just trying to get insurance companies to help you is the biggest nightmare ever. So I feel for you if you're going through something like that, or you have, because it's like they want to help themselves. They want to give you as little as possible.
Yeah. Every day, if you're following, you know, the news and what's going on in the world, there's just one disaster after another.
Right.
And we did a post earlier this week on, well, I mean, I posted it. We might put it on Spotify too, but on directed energy weapons and kind of the, you know, our initiatives, the It Can't Be a Joke Revolution, and our initiatives on what we think would be a rework of the system. But those the wildfires that are popping up everywhere. I mean, I think I can safely say that most people, we never remember throughout our lives having there just be wildfires happening every other week that are burning up millions of acres of land. It's absolutely insane. And those are, we believe, directed energy weapons that we know the military has, and probably other foreign adversaries probably have the same type of technology. But I think the biggest question there is like, who's doing it? And I let other people decide, but I really, as you know, I think that our system needs a complete rework and transparency put in it, especially with our intelligence agencies. They need to be held accountable for their crimes and the horrendous things that they've done. So,
speaking of, that's what our topic is today, whistleblowers. Whistleblowers on human trafficking. Again, it's like the biggest issue facing humanity today, that modern day slavery exists in the most heinous and evil ways possible. Kevin, do you want to kick it off with our first name?
The first person that we were doing research on is John Kirikou. I believe that's how you pronounce it. If I'm butchering that, I apologize. But he was an American author, journalist, and former intelligence officer. And you can look up this video on him. He's doing kind of a presentation to a crowd. And he was basically saying, you know, the CIA's job is to break the law and commit espionage, which in most countries would be a death penalty. So we know that, you know, the CIA, they have their informants, they have their people. They are told to break the law to get valuable intelligence for the country, but also to break the law when it suits their agenda and covers their tracks and hides their crimes.
Of course.
He came out and said that, oh, this is so crazy. He said that the CIA headquarters, if they were working with a informant or an asset or something like that, and they said if the asset said that they wanted a child prostitute, CIA headquarters would tell their agents it is their job to get that for them.
Can't believe that.
He came forward and said this. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
That is unreal. It goes forward to show you just kind of, you know, what the CIA will do and what they're involved in. He states that there doesn't need to be a CIA.
And he was investigating. It's important to know what the CIA is involved in. They're heavily involved in Hollywood.
Yes, as we know. Operation Mockingbird.
And didn't he do some work for, he has ties to Hollywood, John Kirikou, which basically he was doing some like spy work. And my point is the CIA is connected to Hollywood, and we'll definitely be getting into that.
Yes. As we know with Epstein, but then also, right, P. Diddy?
P. Diddy, that's been trending, which is so crazy.
Same exact style as Epstein. P.
Video
Diddy.
Video cameras everywhere in his house.
Yeah, having underage kids to his parties and basically blackmailing people. P. Diddy is in on it, too.
And I can't say for sure. This is just stuff I've seen trending, but I think Justin Bieber was in one of those videos. And, like, he started out really young, you know? He was discovered, apparently, on YouTube, and then you see him at these parties. And I believe there was a time where he just wanted to, like, quit it all. Or he spoke out against
Justin? Jay
Biebs? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he started at an extremely young age. Me and Maddie B in that. I remember we were at Papa Murphy's, and that's when we first, like, we were working at Papa Murphy's in, like, 2008, 2009. And Matt's like, have you heard of this Justin Bieber kid? He's like, Usher's obsessed with them. And then, like, we watched the music video, you know, and we're like, okay, yeah, that's Justin Bieber. That was 2008 or 2009 when we first heard about him. But, yeah, we don't.
I can't say that it's true or false. I just have heard stories him wanting to speak out against certain things that happen.
Yeah. And there's a weird video on X where it's like Odell Beckham and a bunch of other dudes in there. I don't know. It's strange. Yeah. It has Bieber in it. It's weird. It looks weird.
And didn't 50 Cent or someone else call P. Diddy out saying, I'm never going to his house. I'm never going to one of his parties.
Yeah, he said, you know, some words I'm definitely not going to say. But he's like, he he'll come up and hug you from the front and the back at the same time. So what, he just comes in like, I don't know.
Yeah.
50 Cent had some words to say about P. Diddy, and there's a lot of weird stuff going on if you are researching these things. But basically, you know, I'll just be bluntly honest, Hollywood cannot be trusted.
No.
I think there's a few gem actors that can be that, you know, aren't. You don't see them at all the galas. You don't see them doing the stupid Super Bowl commercials selling their souls. There's true, really good actors out there that like are in it for.
And musicians. You know, there's people who, you know, made it and then they disappeared because they weren't willing to go to those lengths for fame and fortune.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yes, exactly. They're like, oh, well, I'm just going to get out of it because they are a bunch of loons.
Yeah. So the list continues. And,
well, with back to John, there was an article about him. CIA agent blows the whistle. We supply elite pedophiles with children. A decorated 14-year-old veteran CIA agent has blown the whistle and made a public statement to expose the CIA for operating a child trafficking ring that procures children for global elite pedophiles. Former spy John Curacao, who also has deep ties to Hollywood from working as an advisor to the movie business, has revealed how the agency provides child sex slaves to powerful oligarchs in the entertainment industry. That's a quote from the article. And how is this happening? How does this happen? It blows my mind.
Comes from the top down. We do know that. I don't know how it happens. It's like they prey on the weak and vulnerable, and they start it when they're young.
How do these people sleep at night?
I don't know.
Well, they will pay for their crimes. They will pay.
They will.
Justice will be served. More people are waking up every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no repentance for that. You don't get a second chance.
No.
In my opinion.
Hell no.
You don't get life imprisonment, and just so what? You can commit suicide and then be taken off to a private island? No.
Yeah.
People involved in this, they need to be put down.
Yeah, but first they should suffer like they made everyone else suffer.
Yes.
Agreed. I mean, I don't normally say that, but when it involves human trafficking, I'll say it.
There's no sorrow for them.
No.
I don't feel any.
No.
They need to pay.
But, yeah.
So that's John Curacao, former CIA agent. And then
we talked about Ted Gunderson on the previous episode when he came out with the McMartin case, which was a preschool near Santa Monica that had ties, like we just mentioned with John Curacao, to the global elites, politicians, and Hollywood. So he did the McMartin case. He hired an archaeologist. Marshall University from West Virginia has a lot of articles on that case. If you're interested, there's books written about it and some documentaries. You just have to dig. He was also an FBI veteran and special agent, and he throughout his career has shared a lot of compelling evidence into the CIA's involvement in satanic ritual abuse, drug trafficking, and the kidnapping, international trafficking, and murder of countless children worldwide. And then, of course, when he started covering the McMartin case, they labeled him as a conspiracy theorist.
That's one of those phrases that I feel like at this point, if you're not the people who are debunkers and trying to disprove everything, I feel like are the conspiracy theorists now.
Yes.
At this point.
Well, who's paying them, you know, to publish these articles?
The CIA.
It's like when pharmaceutical companies pay doctors to do research for the medications that they want to pass. It's the same system.
They control everything.
Yeah.
Going back to that, I mean, pharmacies, and then, well, let's talk about Monsanto.
Yeah.
How they patent seeds and how you only get to use the seed once and you have to buy more. You can't reap your harvest.
Yeah. Imagine how farmers have been pissed off about this, and they try to take them to court and they don't win because Monsanto rules it all too. Like, they own patents worldwide. You know, people in Africa have to buy Monsanto seeds. That's how fucked it goes.
Yeah, I'm going to give a big ol' fuck them.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a farmer, keep using those seeds. Like, I don't understand that.
It makes no sense. One bit. They try to scare us with global warming and that we're killing the planet. No, the elite are killing the planet and they're trying to keep us controlled by scaring us.
Rather than getting in really heated debates about global warming, Just keep mm-hmm. educating yourself on zero point energy, because the debate is pointless.
It's pointless.
There's free energy technology out there. We're the mm-hmm. ones just being trapped here in this prison of a planet mm-hmm. with them controlling everything. Just imagine the world. Multiple Wizards of Oz sitting around a table. There's 13 of them. They're calling all the shots.
Yes. And it's funny because we mentioned the Texas fires, which there's a lot of proof that, it's been 33 degrees in Texas that... And I've lived in Arizona in the summer when it's 116 degrees out, and I drove by a mountain that caught fire. And pretty soon, within an hour, you see a plane flying over. Because, when you drive through Arizona and you're driving like south, you can see views for a while sometimes. We saw the plane come over, drop the red dust down. I don't know what it's called, but then it put yeah. out the fire within that day, within an hour or two. So... First of all, they don't burn a ton of football fields per second. They don't move that quickly. But how long have they lasted? It's like science. It's another scientifically proven thing. Why are wildfires just magically starting in Texas in the winter? I mean, I lived in Arizona year round. There is fire season, and I saw one happen, but we had a record summer last year. It was like 120 degrees.
But it probably was put out pretty quick, right?
It was put out so quick. I saw the plane drop the red stuff
yeah.
that they put over it. And
like, put out the fire. Send your AI robots in there. Put out the fire. Send a drone in.
Over a million acres, 80% of what they feed the cattle in Texas has been burnt.
So they're trying to destroy our food supply to make us reliant on them. So I'm giving a shout out to everyone right now. Turn your yard into a farm. Fug them.
Yeah.
Turn your yard into a farm.
Grow some wildflowers or dandelions, and those are what will help the insects as well. Because mm-hmm. They're all about save the bees because of climate change, and I say climate change because they first of all they came out with global warming. And then they're like, well, it's snowing in March because of global warming. And then they changed it to climate change because yeah. global warming wasn't working. Oh, the polar ice caps are melting, but we're trying to get away with all of this other fucked up shit. So instead of global warming, let's call it climate change.
Another thing that they want to do is take away. This is real. Look this up. They're trying to take away private car ownership by 2030. They're trying to get LA, especially I heard LA, and they're going to tell all of us to stop using our cars when they're still flying around their private jets.
Yeah, they all do it. That is no surprise.
Here's another thing. The water car. We know that was invented. Stan Meyer. They killed him. They poisoned him at Cracker Barrel, the FBI.
And Elon Musk said he didn't believe in hydrogen cars. And then his Tesla came out and he makes trillions of dollars from it. So, yeah, that's why I'm still... not sure about Elon.
We appreciate you for X, Elon. We do not appreciate your cars.
Yeah. Well, and when I was upgrading my cell phone, because they pretty much have it set up where every 2 years your phone doesn't hold a charge and all that stuff. But the European Union made it mandatory for the universal plug-in, whatever the heck, charger. That was an interesting piece of information.
Mm.
They want one world government. They want
yeah.
everything to be... the same way. So when
the new world order,
yeah,
the Freemason Illuminati Skull and Bones, they're all in on it together.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just they want to have complete global dominance.
Yeah.
And that's the scary thing.
Very scary.
That's why I'm calling for all citizens with good lawful standing that are good people, reserve your Second Amendment right. Do not let them try to take control. That's one reason why this country, at its heart, I believe it has a really great and meaningful message, and
yeah.
like just itself, the freedom to do what you want. But I mean, we got to work a lot, but you have that mm-hmm. freedom.
Yeah. And I've talked to people from Europe, and they, maybe they're from a smaller, poorer country, but a lot of people love America. They mm-hmm. want to come here.
Yeah. But there's a lot of things that need to change about this country. And that one of the biggest things is transparency and getting every, not just in this country, but everybody in the world, zero point energy. I mean, I believe with all my heart that is there.
Yeah.
And even if it's just the hydro car, well, if it comes down to that, still.
Yeah. But you think about all these satellites and how the direct energy weapons are attacking
yeah.
our planet.
They can pinpoint with precision accuracy anywhere.
I mean, that's really, really advanced.
It's Star Wars.
Yeah.
And we thought that that was just science fiction.
Right. Again, the mind control, the programming. It's in Hollywood and politics. There's a joke that politics is show business for ugly people, which I'm sorry, it's true. It's show business.
The elected officials aren't doing shit for us. That's why we need a direct democracy. This is ancient Greece. This is every single person votes on any new laws that are passed. I swear. You could have monthly or even quarterly. Go to your voting place and cast your votes on. That way, everyone actually does get a say in what's going on, rather than electing this official who gets bought out and who they're all clowns mm-hmm. up there.
Mm-hmm.
Besides a couple, Burchett, I like you.
Yeah, Tom Burchett's a good one.
I mean, he really wants UFO disclosure, as do so many of us.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that. It's keeping people trapped, arguing left versus right, Republican versus Democrat. They're not the elites do not give two shits. They want us all arguing. We can all be on the same page and meet in the middle. It's not that hard. These differences that everybody thinks divide us so much. They're really, you know, like gun ownership, climate change.
Well, and sometimes I feel like they let certain people get away with it. Like Alex Jones brings up some good points, but there's proof of him going to Bohemian Grove, and I'm like, he might be a gatekeeper.
Yeah.
You know, that's what also is really frightening about people that you see, like, okay, maybe they are trying to expose human trafficking, and that's good in my mind, but then it's like, how, you know, they've murdered so many people for speaking out. Some people that you don't think that, you know, they don't have this huge platform, but why are they killing them? And then, you know, Alex Jones is at the top of his game right now, so it makes me wonder.
Yeah.
Gatekeepers, they're out there too.
He could be, and some of the people that he has on his show that help run it are just kind of little goobers.
Yeah.
They use bad...
They're unprofessional, so it's almost like they're doing that on purpose to divide even more. That's what I think.
Yeah. That's why so many people dislike... like Alex Jones and his show, and
mm-hmm.
they need to work on a lot of things. Back to Ted Gunderson, the, you know, blowing the whistle on the child trafficking rings for elite pedophiles across the world and the satanic ritual abuse. That's something that's going to keep popping up, is satanic mm-hmm. abuse here, and that they're doing this in Satanism, the name of Satanism. And it's so disturbing, and it is mm-hmm. evil to its core. And there is no place in our world for such evil, for the acts that they do. It's not cool. It's not edgy, Ice Spice or whatever your name is. You look like a fool.
Well,
you are on the wrong side of history. And I hope that you see that. Not that you're going to be listening to this podcast, and on the off chance that you do, you need to change your ways, because what the hell is wrong with you? Look at what's happening in the world, and you're going to be promoting the most fucked up religion out there.
Totally. They think they're being edgy, but they all wind up getting controlled to do the same thing. Like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, just did really provocative things. It's almost like it's repeated. History has repeated itself so many times. People are like, I can't believe Miley Cyrus back in the day. She just went all crazy and got all slutty and started doing drugs. I'm like, they all do that because... they've been fucked by the system, part of it. And then all the men, there's this new actor, Billy Cohegan or something like that. He appeared on the cover of Vanity Fair recently, and he's in the bathtub filled up with blood. Eminem did that back in the day. So it's almost like they, you know, they're controlled to put out these weird, edgy things that aren't edgy. Edgy is going against the grain, and what they're doing is going along with... the fucked up system.
They're being told what to do.
Yeah.
It's not like that wasn't their original idea. Oh, yeah, I'm going to lay in a bathtub full of blood because that's really cool and artistic.
That's not that
they're told, oh, yeah, we're going to have you do this, because once you get indoctrinated into their system, I don't think that you can really escape. And that's when we're going to give you all the fame. We're going to promote you, but you're going to be part of our little
club,
our little creepy ass evil club.
And that's when I think some people peace out, and then other people are like, cool, I care way too much about people liking me.
they want to have that public persona of being cool. And yeah. I want to have, you know, we were talking about this today, Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't, she was on SNL and I'm just like, what is the narrative that they're trying to write with this right now?
Yes. It's really obvious. They're mm-hmm. pretty blatantly obvious about it. And it's like, as a woman and in today's world, like, aren't you kind of embarrassed to let them do that to you?
And with what's going on in the world, I just don't understand how anyone can find anything right now funny.
No. And I was, and then when you brought that up, what was trending recently is Dwayne Johnson, who I actually watched this a couple years ago. He did do their SNL special multiple times, but he did one about, there was a skit about making the most evil robot or evil inventions, and his was a robot that molested children. And they pull up the fake audience laughter, and it's like, who the heck?
It's so weird. Yeah, you showed that to me today.
Think of that.
Look it up. The Rock and robot that molests children joke. It's just so weird.
They sell out. All of them sell out. And it's so, it's like people need to stop selling out and thinking that this great big dream in Hollywood exists.
Hollywood needs to burn.
Yeah.
I'll go on record saying that. I'm not going to do it. But when I say burn, I'm saying figuratively. They need yes. to be brought down. No fires actually need to be started here. The people.
No, California has had enough fake fires. And if you look at some of the images, there's like all these houses burnt down, but what, not all the trees? It's very strange.
Not all the trees and then the blue roofs. I mean, that's something that you can look more into. It's a theory that I talked about in the video that
I've been researching it too. There's a lot, but we won't get into that now.
Well, real quick, there was a Army operation. It was called Project Blue Roof.
Oh.
And it was something that they were doing in 2021. Mm. So
yeah.
it's a whole nother rabbit hole. Back to whistleblowers. Another ex-police detective whistleblower, his name was John Wedger. You can look him up. He also blew the whistle on elite pedophile rings and satanic ritual abuse.
And then another big, big name that, you know, if you're watching the news or X, I'm sure you've heard about Julian Assange, who founded WikiLeaks. And he leaked documents on Hillary Clinton during her 2016 campaign. He founded WikiLeaks in 2006. Hillary Clinton in 2018 admitted that she deleted 33,000 emails from a private server used as Secretary of State. Also used a hammer to smash her cell phone, SIM cards, and hard drive. Any further evidence was destroyed by a fire in the office mansion, which we were talking about earlier. It's like there was a fire in her office just out of nowhere. Who did she hire to come do that? She got away with it.
And the emails are out there. So we have the emails, which is really good. But she claims that she didn't do that. That was someone that I believe that's what I found on one of the, you know, mm-hmm. fact check websites, which are kind of a sham.
Yeah.
But we did find that. Well, she didn't do it. She actually had someone on her team do it. It's the same thing. It's guilty by association, correct?
Yes. I mean, and it's that weird 33 Masonic number, 33,000 emails.
Oh, yeah.
Which, sorry if that's inside baseball,
we're talking Freemasons here. We're also talking one of the most corrupt, weird, secret organizations in the whole world, the Freemasons. Talk about an institution that needs to be brought down. Mm-hmm. So many people in elite statuses are in the Freemason club, the Freemason fraternity, the Freemason cabal. We're coming for you.
It's creepy.
A lot of royals. But in her emails, and we're going to talk about that more. I don't know if it's on this podcast or if it'll be on the next one, but a lot of weird, very weird stuff that is up for interpretation. But, you know, like who orders, you know, when Obama ordered $65,000 worth of hot dogs and pizza to the White House.
Yeah. They
code names.
And that's where it all started with the help of a lot of these whistleblowers, is that child pornography, the code word that these creeps use is cheese pizza, which makes sense because you've got the CH word and then the B word. Like that makes sense. And then,
well, some of the code names are like hot dog for boy.
Yes.
Pasta or something for girls or cheese pizza for girls, or I can't remember, but there's all these different pedophile code names.
Yes.
And a lot of those code names are in these emails. Oh, one of them was, I don't know if this was Podesta, my nieces and nephews will be there, so you'll have entertainment at the pool or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have
Do you want to go get pizza for an hour? But they also said something about...
Do you want to come over and hang out, or do you want to go get pizza for an hour?
It's strange. And then there was a man from Bryan, Texas, and this is from one of their local news sources, KBTX. So Clinton Hardin was arrested in November of 2023 on child pornography charges. The FBI tracked him down through a web of digital evidence and other predators that he was connected to. And this was in November of 2023. And this is another time that the FBI in this story confirms that cheese pizza is a code word because that's what he was using.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So it's confirmed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the FBI does a lot of shady stuff alongside the CIA. But here's one of those instances where they confirm it.
The FBI and the CIA, there's going to be people who are good.
Yes. And just, just like in Dr. Greer's documentaries, the guys who worked for the intelligence agencies that became whistleblowers, those are like smart, good-hearted people.
Mm-hmm.
They get screwed over because the CIA can threaten to kill your kids and, like, you know, just the worst things ever. That's why people stay quiet, and I don't blame them. It's just...
They're a sleazy, corrupt-ass organization, and they were founded on Nazi principles, so they can go fuck themselves. They can spy on you anywhere you want. They can hack into your phone. They can listen to your conversations. They can hack into your cameras at your home. It's a complete invasion of privacy.
Yeah, I think they've been spying on people since they brought televisions into their home. Let's be real here.
Yeah.
It's nothing new in recent. They just have way better technology now than they did 50, 60 years ago. But back to Julian Assange, now he's facing 175 years in prison. The U.S. wants to get him sent over from the U.K. And that's, there you go. There's... solid evidence. They want Julian Assange in their possession. I guarantee you the Clintons are all over it.
Yeah, they're trying to get him back over here. And
yeah,
the next whistleblower that we want to talk about is Sasha Cohen. So Sasha Cohen, who many of you know as Borat, allegedly uncovers an elite pedophile ring in Las Vegas in his show Who is America? In this show, Sasha will disguise himself as a character and go around interviewing people unbeknownst to the people being interviewed, that he's just in character. In the episode that was not aired, he interviews a Las Vegas hotel concierge. Sasha uncovers what the concierge was informing him of an elite pedophile ring of politicians and billionaires. The concierge said he could help Sasha with whatever he was trying to do. That's from Vanity Fair. He handed this information and his findings over to the FBI, who did nothing.
That reminds me of Anthony Bourdain, who was very against the Clintons, and he wasn't quiet about that. He had his famous show. He had several famous shows. One of them was No Reservations. There was an episode in 2016 that he interviews Barack Obama at some place.
In Haiti?
Yes, in Haiti, which is where the Clintons have had a lot of their big charity organizations, including the Clinton Foundation's No Ceilings Initiative. Basically, what happened is Anthony Bourdain committed suicide in 2018. He was speaking out against the Clintons. Actually, it was like 2 or 3 months prior. He was stated in this magazine article for saying that Bill Clinton was a creep. He was grabby, as professionally as he could, ripped apart the Clintons. And then he was dating this woman in 2016, an Italian actress. Her name was Asia Argento. And she was one of the first women in the industry to come out and speak out against Harvey Weinstein. It made me think of that when you were, you know, talking about Sasha Cohen. And it's involving Harvey Weinstein. You know, Oprah
was
huge friends with him.
Oprah's bestie.
So, yeah. So all of this shit happens in Hollywood. So Asia Argento became, you know, one of the first to speak out about it. Jogging my memory, I was like, okay, I looked at that episode where he interviewed Barack Obama, and that was 2016. he had other shows that aired about, you know, the cuisine and culture in Haiti. Sean Penn shows up on one of his episodes. He comes up in his rugged clothes covered in dirt because he's doing good work over there. And so was Chris Cornell. Him and his wife, because Chris Cornell was a victim when he was a kid of sexual abuse. It's crazy, but that's why I think that he got murdered and didn't commit suicide in 2018. And the person who died committed suicide, hung herself by a red scarf in one of her hotel rooms, was Kate Spade, the multi-million dollar fashion...
On the doorknob, right? One of the doorknob deaths?
Uh-huh, that was Kate Spade, because she wanted to do nonprofit work. So she started working with the Clintons in the No Ceilings initiative. And she was... in my opinion, murdered. And that happened a couple months before Anthony Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain was planning on uncovering something either about Weinstein, the Clintons, or all of them together.
Yeah.
Just had to throw that in there because there isn't a lot of information. But if you go back and do the research about all of this, and I'm thinking, gosh, so much happened in 2016, right to that buildup of 2017. 2017 was huge, but... who on the cover of Time magazine as the, you know, leaders of the Me Too movement? Oprah and Taylor Swift. Mm.
Two points. Oprah, who's one of her best friends and spiritual healer, John of God, was a child trafficker. He kept like 30 women in his basement, would impregnate them and then sell the babies for, mm-hmm. you know, like yeah. the guy is also evil. And that was her spiritual healer who she recommended to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me?
John of God, who's from Brazil. A lot of this took place in Brazil, where he's from, where he housed all these women. He's also known as João de Deus. And he was accused of raping at least 4 women. And he was actually arrested in 2018. I believe he's still on house arrest. And he was Oprah's bestie. They were friends. There's pictures of them that surfaced on the internet a few years ago. And I read this article that she bought a ton of land, right?
In Maui.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that 2,000 kids, it was cited. They even interviewed some local officials in the local government system that said there's at least 1,000 kids missing. After the fires, I heard 2,000, but
yeah.
And her and Mark Zuckerberg just bought a ton of land in Maui.
Yeah, there was an article from Newsweek that broke showing the map of Oprah's Hawaiian Maui residences as the wildfire was spreading. There's also an article on BuzzFeed News that dives into how obsessed Oprah was with John of God. And you can look that article up as well. But I will let you come to your own conclusions on Oprah.
You mentioned maybe Dwayne Johnson was another name dropped.
Well, he's from there.
Yeah.
Isn't he from? He's
from Hawaii. Yeah.
But he got booed off stage because of like he's like doing this show and like everyone's booing him because he's not helping what's going on in his home state. And so he got booed off stage or, you know, they were booing him.
Good.
Another thing that's wild is how many people have committed suicide that have worked with Hillary.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I think most people can't even count on one hand the amount of people that they know that have committed suicide. Now, I saw this. I don't know if this is exactly accurate, but it was something like, I don't care who you are, you never have 56 friends that commit suicide or 56 people you work with that commit suicide, and it was a picture of Hillary.
Yeah.
And that would make a lot of digging. That's something that if you are so inclined, go ahead and find every single person, but we know that so many people are... connected with the Clintons that mysteriously wind up dead.
That's not a coincidence.
It's not. When you're looking at, we're going to go over Haiti too, because there's a lot that went down there and a lot of...
When you watch a show such as No Reservations, or there's some documentaries I watched on Haiti, and you just see how... people live in poverty and what kids have to do. They live in trash and they have to dig for certain things that they can sell to make money because their moms can't work. They're too sick from giving birth or taking care of another baby that their young kids in elementary school have to go work and they dig through trash and syringes. And it's like, I sit there and watch it and I'm just like, why are they living like this? And the Clintons, and I heard a meme, or you sent me something about Bill Gates having all of that money, yet he doesn't solve poverty. He uses people in third world countries as guinea pigs. And so do the Clintons.
Yeah. They go and, like, Bill Gates, the cruelest billionaire. I mean, they're all cruel, to be completely honest. I mean, I used to be like, oh, yeah, Warren Buffett. He's from Omaha. He's cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. There's a whole podcast right there that we could talk about all the shady stuff that Warren was doing.
I know. But Bill Gates just seems so maniacal when he talks about vaccines. He's smiling.
Oh, there'll definitely be another pandemic. There's definitely, and we really need to make sure that we're prepared for the next pandemic.
He's such a, oh my God.
It hurts. It hurts to watch him because it just, oh, you can feel his evil seeping into your soul and you hate it. I just feel it. Feel his evilness.
What? And once again, oh, there'll definitely be another pandemic because they've already patented it. Disease X. They're already preparing for the next pandemic. They fabricate this stuff in labs.
Yeah.
So, like, this is a small group of people. We way outnumber by billions, by about 8 billion, by about 8.5 billion.
I know.
By about 8.8 billion. There's only so, like, such a small amount of people that hoard all this wealth. And it's like, what? We're just what, trapped here?
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to be. We don't need to be. We can.
Even if it's just planting a seed in someone's mind, because on the direct energy weapons, I told you about the guy I was friends with in Twin Cities, and he just totally dismissed chemtrails. Like, it wasn't even allowed to be a conversation. He's like, most of those aren't real.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, yeah. End of the discussion, I guess, because you just know. I haven't looked into it, but I know it's bullshit.
It's called denial. It's called being so used to the reality that you've lived in forever that you can't fathom it. Changing, you can't fathom the
cognitive
things that they're
dissonance.
Doing to us.
Cognitive
exactly.
dissonance, that's what they want.
They want you to be bought into their narrative, but you don't need to be once you start looking into this stuff.
Yeah, it's very freeing.
You can either call someone a kook and think that they're crazy for seeking the truth, or you can look into it too and wake up, because it's, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Back to whistleblowers.
Yes.
Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Phil, he had someone come on his show, and this is on YouTube. You can watch it, where she discusses how she was trafficked to lawyers, politicians, mm-hmm. and, you know, any of the, you know, elite higher up of society. And she said, I mean, the stuff that she had to do was completely awful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all of these people, once again, let's give it a little statistic. 25 million people are trafficked every year. 25 million, that's the state of California, are trafficked every year. $150 billion industry. It's probably more than that.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Walmart has tunnels that go under the entire country. That's probably where they're doing a lot of the trafficking. And they're also for FEMA camps for when they declare martial law. Walmarts that they've cleared out are going to be those camps. So once again, turn your lawn into a farm, please.
Yes, 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 yes. Curious about Dr. Phil because he got canceled and now he's streaming again on all of these news shows. He's having interviews and he got famous because Oprah invited him to be a returning guest on his show back in the early 2000s. And again, I talk about gatekeepers because I feel like they're planted. And my only fear is that Dr. Phil's, you know, why are they giving him airtime? Did he get canceled for...
Well, no, I mean, they're just now ending Dr. Phil, I think, this year or last year. So years after this came out. So I don't think he truly got canceled right after it.
Okay.
But I think that he might legitimately just be, like, retiring. But I think that he might have been canceled a little bit. But essentially, he had someone come on there who was telling her story about the human trafficking and how it goes to very high levels of power.
Yeah.
And for your common person, for 99% of mm-hmm. humanity, I would say, these are unspeakable acts. Yet all these people in power are doing it, the most evil shit. So are they all Satanists?
Right. Like, what? I know. Another crazy thought is that some of them are allowed to leak this information. Again, they're not getting down to it. You know, the Epstein list They could have released that, but they haven't. It's frustrating.
I think that the Florida governor last week, I believe, or a few days ago, was saying that, I don't know, some court ordered to finally fully release everything. I don't know.
Well, it's frustrating because you think all this stuff's going to come out and then it doesn't. And then Dr. Phil is getting invited back to talk about all this stuff. And I think he's a gatekeeper because he wants to scare people into the fact that their kids could get trafficked. So guess what? Parents are going to go along with putting a chip in their children, just like the whole system wants. So people have been trying to come out about this for a long time. And now it's kind of making its way, just sort of enough to scare people, enough to scare parents to be like, maybe if I do get this digital chip, because that, you know, they want to put chips in our brains and whatever they haven't already put in our food, medicine, and air.
And the vaccine.
Right. I don't know. Sometimes I think there's gatekeepers out there to help further the agenda of turning us into a, you know, one world government and putting chips in everyone. Tracking. They're going to, and tracking you.
Don't do it. Digital ID. I think that's the next thing that they're trying to do. Don't do it.
Do you think that there's some gatekeepers out there who are allowed to talk about human trafficking, but then it's like they don't. It's like Alex Jones. He's hyping up the Epstein list and then nothing gets revealed. It's like, what the heck?
Right. And last night, we, Red Pill Drifter. Red Pill, if you actually listen to this podcast, thank you for sending over all these documentaries.
Yeah.
This was only like a 7-minute video, but her name is Max Lowen. And she is a survivor of the Vatican, Catholic Church, Vatican Tunnel Satanic Rituals. Mm-hmm. It was like an 8-minute, she's giving her testimony, she's telling her story. And I mean, a lot of people might say, oh, she's a kook. I believe her. I believe what she's saying, because why would she make that up and risk her life if that isn't what happened?
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense to me, because now she has a target on her back. Mm-hmm. And it's making you go back and you're looking at the Vatican, who claims, you know, they're supposed to be this holy organization. This is coming from someone who's raised Catholic. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be this, you know, it's not. They're not doing shit to help fix the world. Look at how terrible the world still is. What is the fucking Vatican doing? Nothing. They ask for alms. You know, give money in our basket tax free. They don't have to pay taxes on it. It's a money laundering organization. Can you see that? Yeah. They're not helping fix
the
communities. They're building bigger churches. That's where their money's going. They ain't doing
with bigger basements.
Shit.
With bigger basements, where the underground tunnels lead to. There's a lot of stuff. There's more stuff underground than there is above ground in the Vatican.
They're hoarding knowledge of the history of humanity. And then apparently, as we are now just discovering, the satanic rituals. This is also something that
we
can't say 100% that this is, but this is a testimony that someone said this is what happened.
Well, the Boston Globe, those reporters that broke the story. It's real. Yeah, it's not a joke. It's real.
That they're doing it. And that is a really important movie for people to watch too. And there's priests, there's good priests out there, and then there's bad priests. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for the good priests, but
And along with, her name was Max Lowen.
Max Lowen.
Max Lowen. I believe she's friends on X with Kathy O'Brien, who gave a firsthand testimony back in 1977. So this is how far back, this is not how far back it goes. It goes back to like the beginning of time, I think. But Kathy O'Brien testified to the 95th U.S. Congress to accuse Hillary Clinton of rape and that she was a sex slave for Hillary and Bill Clinton, who she said are bisexuals affiliated with an elite sex trafficking ring that abuse and purchase and sacrifice children. You can find her testimonies online on YouTube. And she isn't the only one, you know, in the Franklin scandal that we talked about on the previous episode with Boys Town. On some of those documentaries, they mentioned Bill Clinton, the survivors do. Kathy O'Brien, I feel like, was one of the very first to come out about that story. And she supports Max Lowen.
Yeah.
You can find out this information.
Why make it up?
Yeah.
Why would they be lying? Put a target on their heads to be killed.
Yeah.
It really just is, who do you believe? Do you believe the mainstream bought out media? Or do you believe the actual person telling the story? I believe the actual person telling the story.
So do I. It's not an easy story to tell.
It isn't.
Who wants to come out with that kind of, I mean, I'm sure it takes them long enough to, you know, go through all the trauma and then work through it to not be so consumed by it when they're talking about it. That takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So
having the courage to come out and talk about it.
Yeah.
That is not an easy feat for anybody to do who's been through something as horrific as these people have been through.
Yeah.
Another whistleblower, Andrew Breitbart, died of a heart attack. I think he was only like 42, right? But in June 2011, Breitbart's website broke the story that Congressman Anthony Weiner was sending underage females revealing photographs of himself, and he was going to release the video. Then he mm-hmm. died of a heart attack.
Really interesting that, you know, heart attack is another one that they use. They poison people too.
It's the most common way that people are being murdered is by poisoning and heart attack.
Yeah.
Heart attacking them. So Andrew Breitbart, he passed away. Anthony Weiner was sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison, 21 months, and was convicted of sexual communication and X-rated communication with a 15-year-old girl. Anthony Weiner's laptop apparently has very incriminating evidence over some certain individuals. I'll let you try to figure out who those individuals might be. But he had a file saved on his computer as his life insurance. So his life insurance policy. He has some real dirt on some very high-ranking officials.
Yeah, they said there were 340,000 emails in the folder, and that there's a good majority that are between Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton, and also that Hillary Clinton, the FBI investigation, they have some of the pages from the unclassified report, and they said that it looks like Clinton was using a couple different email addresses, different names. I read an article back in 2016, shortly after that, that there were people investigating the Anthony Weiner laptop, and that 9 officers from NYPD committed suicide. And I was like, there's no way that they all committed suicide. And I couldn't go back and find that article when I was trying to show it to a friend. So that's why I think some things get wiped. What you can kind of gather from looking online is that a lot of these studies about police officers and suicide rates going up, they've been studying it since 2016. In 2016, 108 officers took their own life. And then there was a New York Times article stating that between 2016 and 2019, there have been over 560 suicides from police officers. They say more police officers die from suicide than they do in the line of duty every year.
Wonder what they were investigating. Over the whole town of New
York.
Just
trust your intuition on it.
The whole city of New York, I think 9 police officers in the precinct or district or whatever over New York. It's a big ass city, but still committed suicide.
Yeah, right.
This is not
bullshit.
Common. Suicide is not that common.
They normalize it.
With a world that everything has been a lie, we don't tell anyone what to believe. So you can do more research. Another whistleblower was Ginny Moore. She investigated Bill Clinton for the alleged rape of a young boy, and she informed FBI and Homeland Security, who never followed up, and then she died in her hotel room. Another whistleblower, Natasha Jayet.
I'm not sure.
She was an actress and model from Argentina, and she exposed on live TV in 2018 the involvement of a child sex trafficking ring she accused several celebrities for being a part of. She, a few months later, was found dead of a suspected overdose.
Yeah, I remember seeing that bit on Natasha, and it seemed like she had a ton of firsthand information. And this is why I think that there's all of these gatekeepers, because people who have these true, honest stories wind up murdered.
Yep. I just found an article. Haunting final interview surfaces of dead journalist Jen Moore, her chilling details of abuse of alleged Clinton rape victim.
Yeah, and he was named by one of the boys that was involved in the Franklin scandal with Boys Town in Omaha. So
And the Clintons are still, you know, walking free.
Yeah.
They're still, you know.
They've been on Epstein's flight list. If everyone doesn't know that by now, time to wake up. Next on the list, Seth Rich, who was from the DNC. He's from Omaha, Nebraska, and he went to Creighton.
Yeah.
So this is allegedly that he leaked the Clinton emails to WikiLeaks and was shot to death because of it.
The family hired a private investigator that basically was looking into what happened. The private investigator told Fox News that there is tangible evidence that there is information on the victim's laptop that would confirm that he was in contact with WikiLeaks before his murder. But then a representative for the Rich family had issued strong words about the WikiLeaks claims, saying, "It's sad but unsurprising that a group of media outlets who have repeatedly lied to the American people would try to manipulate the legacy of a murder victim in order to forward their own political agenda." That was Brad Bauman, who told Business Insider, "I think there is a special place in hell for people like that." So there's two sides to that story. There's the family saying this, but then there's the private investigator who's claiming he looks like he definitely was in touch with WikiLeaks. But either way, he was murdered. He was killed with two shots to the back. They claim it was a robbery.
They shoot a lot of people in the back, too.
This is just the mafia. This is mafia-type stuff. Why?
Yeah, it's
they're not impervious and, like, too above being involved in that kind of crime.
You want to talk about surveillance and how long it's been going on? A long-ass time. They can find whoever they want. And just like Eugene Maloff, didn't he get shot in the back? When he was beaten to death. Oh, I thought they...
Outside of his childhood home.
Oh, I thought they shot him, but still.
Worse way to go.
Yeah.
Then he was blowing the whistle on how they falsified scientific research on free energy.
Right.
Once again, they're keeping us as prisoners here. Yeah. Do you get it? Yeah. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Well, it's a quote from... Zoolander. And Will Ferrell plays that role, and it's all about how... I remember when Derek Zoolander
He becomes one.
He goes into the day spa, a 7-day where he's hypnotized for 7 days straight. That's what they do. That's what MK Ultra is. I mean, that's part of it. And that kind of ties into the next whistleblower, a really big one in 2020, a whistleblower. The biggest one that I heard of in regards to Pizzagate was the investigative journalist.
Wait, what is Pizzagate?
So it's this big movement that came out because Comet Ping Pong in Washington, D.C. was this pizza joint. And they also had like ping pong games there. And that's where a lot of children were said to have been brought to and trafficked out of. And the reason why we brought up underground tunnels and, you know, some of my friends I talked to a few years ago were like, that's ludicrous. How could they, who's doing it out of a pizza shop? And I'm like, there's all of these different areas that it happens in. They go down to the underground garage. How many garages in big cities are underground? Yeah, go to the garage. And then they drive out into the underground tunnels with vans full of kids that they put into shipping containers, or they ship up to Washington, D.C., the White House, wherever. So, and it involves, you know, the Clintons, the Obamas, Podesta. So WikiLeaks leaked a lot of his emails, which was part of the cheese pizza. That's how they started discovering it, because of those thousands and thousands of emails between John Podesta, Tony Podesta, the Clintons, Barack Obama. They use those weird terms. And Barack Obama spent $70,000 on having hot dogs at pizza. When you read some of those emails, they're bizarre. Mm-hmm. It's like, these aren't professional people emailing each other back and forth about...
It's so weird.
We're
going to do a whole episode on Pizzagate and kind of, you know, because I remember when I first heard it, just like so many people are, Pizzagate, what?
Well,
what the fuck is that?
And then Manchurian Candidate, the kid who went there with a gun. He never wound off firing a gun, and then he went into custody, and it's like, who? They plant these people, and it's so sad, but that's what Ted Gunderson realized with these kids that get trafficked. And then you think of Timothy McVeigh and all these kids who do bombings. That's they're mind fucked.
So the majority of people would think that it's a, you know, a joke. I think I probably like, what, Pizzagate? Like they're trying to, I didn't even know really fully what it was. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are going to believe, you know, Stephen Colbert is making fun of it and saying it's
Jimmy
a joke.
Jimmy Kimmel's making fun of it.
But then when you actually look into it and start diving into it, and like, it's like, holy shite.
And when you realize this, how many kids are being trafficked.
It's not a far-fetched conspiracy theory at all.
And so Liz Crokin started breaking this because she worked her way up from gossip columnist. She worked for the Chicago Tribune back in 2022 as a journalist. She did freelance entertainment reporting for them. So this is when she's, you know, trying to work her way up to being an investigative journalist and doing bigger stories. She worked for the National Enquirer, Star, In Touch Weekly, US Weekly, and it was a column focused on celebrity breakups and stuff, you know, all the drama. So that's stuff that, you know, it's not stuff that's important or interesting, but she, I feel like having that information, she got a lot of information from people who are in it on the inside. And then she eventually was working in the White House during George Bush's first term. She was an intern for the Bill O'Reilly show, and she's a pretty big Trump supporter, which I feel like anyone who's trying really hard to break these stories, and if someone helps them out with it, great, cool. But it's interesting how some people hardcore support Donald Trump when, hey, he was also in the White House. He's a billionaire. I don't know if he's to be trusted. But back to Liz Crokin, she had a really important documentary called Out of Shadows. And there's an actor who's a stuntman who is kind of the main character, talking about doing work on, you know, as Brad Pitt's stuntman or whoever. So he was behind the scenes, but still very much in the industry, knowing everything about it. So they appeared in Out of Shadows, exposing Pizzagate and these child sex trafficking rings, the satanic abuse. You mentioned something about Hollywood and people being slaves earlier. She also has a really good documentary that came out in 2016, right before Oprah and all these people were heading the Me Too movement. It was called Slave Princess. You can find it online and watch it. She was basically talking about the CEO of TriStar Sports and Entertainment, Lou Taylor, who is actually a woman, Louise Taylor. She was the CEO, and she worked with Jamie Spears, who was Britney Spears' dad. So she helped get that conservatorship, and she took a bunch of money from Britney Spears' foundation, her nonprofit, and started just moving money around that way. That came out in 2016, so they were dissecting all of this, because if you've watched anything on Britney Spears on her Instagram channel, her mind is fried. She has split personalities. She's a victim of MK Ultra mind control. They tried to do the same thing with a conservatorship to Lindsay Lohan, and her dad was trying really hard to fight it. Courtney Love even came out. They were trying to get something on her before Kurt Cobain's death when he was 27 back in the 90s, because she thinks that they wanted all of his estate money and all of his royalties. So Lou Taylor is a name that you should research. She's also helped Kylie Jenner turn her cosmetic company into a $1 billion company. And Forbes, I remember when she's on the cover of their magazine as the youngest self-made billionaire, which is super laughable because the Kardashians act like they're self-made. But this woman, Lou Taylor, wanted to purchase 51% of Kylie Cosmetics. It was worth $600 million, according to the Jenners and her companies. And then when Lou Taylor took it over, she had ownership because the 51% thing, and all of a sudden it doubled and it was worth $1.2 billion. Forbes magazine actually came out to redact the fact that Kylie Jenner was ever a billionaire, a self-made billionaire, and they think that she used phony tax returns. So it's everywhere. If you haven't seen Out of Shadows, it's definitely worth seeing because all those names that I just mentioned, you know, Britney Spears was a slave. You know, she was in the industry since the Mickey Mouse Club. And before that, she was on that big Star Search show that was super popular for kids to go on and, oh, I want to get picked as the next young child star. The conservatorship, which started a while ago, and her parents, I feel like, were totally part of it because they got control of her money. She couldn't spend her own credit cards, drive a car. And this was after the second time she had her big meltdown in 2008 and shaved her head. That was the second time they made her go to a psychiatric care facility. And that's what when the conservatorship started. So she's basically been a slave. And then she has to go do exactly what her contracts say. She's not in charge of them. It's her dad and this Lou Taylor woman. And then she has to go do this Vegas residency and make a ton of... So she was literally, I feel like, working as their slave since she was a teenager. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It totally seems like slavery. Mm-hmm. Not having any rights on how to spend your money.
Mm-hmm.
You can't choose what you're going to do. Oh, now you got to go do a residency in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
And she had to fear for the... She was always in fear that they were going to take her kids away from her. You know? So...
Mind. They're messing with her mind.
Yeah.
Mind control.
Yeah.
And honestly, it happens to so many musicians out there. I mean, we know so many people who have died at the age 27. We have Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse.
Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin back in the day. Not everyone in Hollywood and not all of the famous people are horrible.
So there's a lot of people that have been also trying to raise awareness about this because they also were being assaulted when they were children. And they it's stuck. It's something that doesn't leave you. And it's stuck within their whole life. So there's two very famous musicians, Chris Cornell from Soundgarden and Audioslave, and Chester Bennington from Linkin Park.
Yeah. So I mentioned Anthony Bourdain earlier and Kate Spade. This happened before their claimed suicides, which they were not. So Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington were both sexually abused as children. And Chris Cornell and his wife wound up developing an organization to help kids in poverty, victims of sexual assault over in Haiti. And they were both murdered in 2017. So they were working on the documentary, The Silent Children, and it was a film to expose the truths of child sexploitation and human trafficking. And they both committed suicide in 2017 before this film could ever get released.
Suicide in quotes.
Yeah. I remember hearing about it because Chris Cornell was on tour. He had just played in Omaha and I was kicking myself for not going. Depression is another term that's thrown around so easily. And then when something like this happens, oh, he was just so depressed. They didn't find any like drugs or anything out of the ordinary in the autopsy. And his wife claimed that he was normal. I didn't see him in this deep depressive state. So he passed away, or, you know, they killed him in 2017. I believe it was 2 months before Chester Bennington. And then they killed Chester Bennington on May 20th that year, who supposedly commit suicide. May 20th is Chris Cornell's birthday. So interesting how they did that. And then the film never got made. The organization that they were working with, that Chris Cornell was working with, they had to shut it down because they didn't have any money from these musicians anymore.
They're silencing anyone who's trying to speak out against it.
And Chester Bennington, we're wondering if it's a coincidence that the Linkin Park symbol looks exactly like what they call the boy lover pendant, but it's broken.
Yeah.
Because his dad worked for this, supposedly this... We're going to combat child trafficking and child abuse, like specifically sexual abuse. And he was abused, I think, for a few years up until the ages of like 7 or 8 to 11. And then, of course, things got really dark for him in high school. And in some of his lyrics, I was reading them recently, and their big hit song, what was it?
I brace myself.
No, something, no, something, in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I tried so hard and got so far.
Yeah.
But in the end, it doesn't even matter. Like, sometimes when I was reading over his lyrics last week, I was like, I wonder if any of this obviously is reflecting, you know, people have their own interpretation of it, which is great about music, but some of those, I think, are reflecting what he went through.
And there's also theories that Chester Bennington is John Podesta's son because of their striking resemblance. And
you can't go off of that, but they do look so similar. It's crazy.
But yeah, there's a theory out there that Chester is John's son. We don't know if that's true or not. Allegedly, they claim. But when you look at the pictures of them side by side, it's like, oh my God, and they look so much alike.
And the broken boy lover symbol for Linkin Park.
In the artwork that John and Tony Podesta have.
Exactly. That's like, that's a bigger thing to me because people can say, well, you look like this celebrity, blah, blah, blah. Remember in Topanga, they said you look like Wolfman, the actor?
Oh, yeah.
They tickled me pink.
Thank you.
There's a couple other childhood actors that have come out.
Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. You guys may remember them from 80s, 90s movies.
The Goonies or...
They were in The Goonies, so we all know that movie. They both spoke out about the abuse that they received from Hollywood by various adults that they worked with on these different movies that they filmed.
They went to Hollywood parties. You know, that Drew Barrymore was drinking at the age of 11. It's like, where are these people's parents that let them party in Hollywood at these ages?
Disgusting. So they both were abused at these parties. Corey Feldman, because Corey Haim passed away.
Yeah. They get traumatized, just like Chester Bennington, and they turn to drugs and alcohol. And at Hollywood parties, they're like, yeah, here's some cocaine. Here's some alcohol.
Mm-hmm. So Corey Haim, he passed away from drug and alcohol abuse. And Corey Feldman, he came out with a documentary that you can find. It's called My Truth, The Rape of Two Coreys. It can be found on Rumble. It can be found on their website. But you can look up, you know, Corey Feldman documentary, and they're going to discuss more on exactly what happened at these parties. So another reason why Hollywood, I mean, cannot be trusted. It's despicable what goes on in that cult.
Yeah.
There are people who talk out against it, though, like Elijah Wood. Elijah said there's secret pedophile rings in Hollywood and child actors are prey. It's claimed that, you know, his mom didn't let him go to any of those parties, thank God.
Yeah. Who are these parents that let their kids party like that?
The ones who want money. The ones who just are motivated by money.
Britney Spears' parents.
Yes. So there are a lot of different people that speak out against it, but they are silenced and suicided. We know that a lot of these people are not committing suicide. You know that the nefarious groups are killing them to keep their secrets hidden because they know that 99% of humanity will call for their heads if they find out what they're doing. But people are finding out and people are waking up. They should be very, very scared. And that's why they're retreating to their bunkers.
Yeah.
Because they know stuff is about to... I do not trust what's going on in the world right now. That's why I keep telling everybody, prepare, have a backup plan.
That's why all the elites bought up all that land in Maui. Not only are children missing, probably being sold into modern day slavery and sex trafficking, they've got their bunkers down there too.
They got their bunkers.
Mark Zuckerberg has been investing a lot of money.
Mark Zuckerberg, that
Chucky's creepy brother.
Oh, God.
There's a really funny meme that you found last night. What? Evil Chucky's brother, Zucky.
And it's a little picture of Zuckerberg. AI probably made it, hyperimposed onto a Chucky doll.
Yeah, he looks like one of those voodoo dolls you do rituals to.
But Zuckerberg, you know that guy is a weird, creepy clone alien. He is not.
And he's on the Epstein flight lists.
Yes, there's pictures of him there. There's a tweet that he came out saying, I was skeptical about adrenochrome at first, but then once you have it, the exhilarating effects that you get, something like that.
Yeah,
alleged tweets that are out there on the internet. I believe he said it. I don't think anyone knew what adrenochrome was at that point.
No. And one other thing that you can definitely find is an interview on Oprah Winfrey's amazing talk show, and it's about child sexual abuse, and she was pretty knowledgeable about it. You know, it happens with, they groom you, it's always someone you know, maybe someone in power, someone that you would like to get attention from. And then she went on to say that the problem is my kids don't think it's bad at first. She's like, because it feels good to them. And I'm like, okay, you're defending pedophilia. Never in my mind would I think to make that statement, or would I even think that. Weird.
God, when she was talking about how it's gonna feel good
getting molested, yeah, she, as a kid, they don't, who in their right mind would think, how could I back this up just to, she's not in that instance, she's not speaking for the children, she's speaking for the pedophiles.
Yeah,
bottom line, it's the worst and most evil thing you could do, end of story, end of the discussion.
It cuts to the audience, and the brainwashed people there are just kind of sitting there. They look like they have kind of a weird look on their face, like, oh, okay, but they're kind of like nodding their heads like, yeah, it's like, no, this is completely effed up. Like,
well, one
her
thing,
best friend is John of God.
And Harvey Weinstein.
She,
and then she's the big face and leader of the Me Too movement.
Well,
interesting
in Haiti,
how that happens.
Wasn't she in Haiti too? Or she was in... was she in Africa with the...
Yeah, I think it was Africa.
With Gates or something? I can't remember if she...
I know. They had to have...
But working with children there.
Yeah, in these poor, poor countries. Africa, Haiti.
It's insane.
Yeah.
There's other... They're called doorknob victims. And the Cabal, the elitist secret societies, once again, let's talk about them. The Freemasons, the Illuminati.
The number skull, 33.
Skull and bones.
Because the highest was the Scottish Rite, the 33rd.
Well, the Scottish Rite, I think, is the whole group, but the 33rd degree of Freemason or whatever. The highest, the Grandmaster, whatever. The elitist of the elite at the very top. The CIA, the FBI, the NSA. These secret clubs are guilty of many, many, many different things. There's other doorknob victims, though, and the Cabal will, a lot of the times, the secret societies that I was just talking about, they will try to silence people, and, you know, then they'll claim the suicide thing, but they hang them from a doorknob for speaking out against the elitist secret societies. Mm-hmm. There's many other victims. Tim Berling from, it's a Swedish band, Avicii.
And he was working with Bennington and Cornell on the documentary.
He also was a victim of being suicided by the doorknob. He has a 2015 music video that clearly shows child trafficking, and it appears that he's playing the part of the abused boy. So the question is, did he experience these traumas as well? And then he has been suicided too, and he was working on that documentary with him. Another victim, Aaron Swartz, computer programmer and activist who found Reddit, died after hacking into MIT and JSTOR, arrested and charged for computer fraud. 1 week after the quote-unquote suicide, he released the documents to WikiLeaks. I mean, these are just some whistleblowers and also just some people who were killed, we believe, were killed by the elitist cabal who runs the world.
There's a point where there's too much coincidence for it to be a coincidence.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the It Can't Be a Joke podcast. This is now officially our full-time profession, and we will continue to research, explore, and raise awareness around the subjects that we deem are vital for humanity as a whole to be discussing. If you are enjoying our podcast, please feel free to show support on our Linktree tip jar.
And don't forget to follow us on X, Instagram, YouTube, and Rumble.
We love you all and are eager to keep blasting off with you. And please, despite them trying to cover our sky, don't stop looking up.